We're going to take a moment this morning to remember Margaret Whiting. Even if you don't know the name, you may well have heard her voice on some old recording because she was one of the most popular singers of the 1940s and 50s. She was raised around legendary American songwriters and became one of their best interpreters. And she died Monday evening at the Actors Fund home in Englewood, New Jersey, at the age of 86. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Margaret Whiting cared deeply about lyrics. So when songwriter Johnny Mercer said she should sing Moonlight in Vermont, she said, "I've never been to Vermont. How can I sing a song about a place I've never been to?" Mercer said, "I don't know. I'm from Savannah. We'll use our imagination." In the 1940s, Moonlight in Vermont became Margaret Whiting's signature song.
Evening summer breeze.
When Margaret was a child, the Whiting household was a popular place to hang out for some of the biggest names in Hollywood. Her father, Richard, co-wrote hits like Hooray for Hollywood and Too Marvelous for Words. His friends included Wizard of Oz composer Harold Arlen and songwriter Johnny Mercer. Her aunt was a vaudeville star.
Margaret came out of the womb with musical instincts that cannot really be learned.
Cabaret performer and historian Michael Feinstein.
She not only had the instincts, but had this powerful instrument.
And all those songwriters took notice. Richard Whiting died when Margaret was just 13. Uncle Johnny, as she called Mercer, took her under his wing. She was one of the first artists he signed to Capitol Records in 1942. She was a teenager. Margaret Whiting told reporter Jeff London about the first song she recorded for Mercer.
He said, "We want you to hear something." So he played Black Magic. He sang it. "Do you like it?" I said, "I like it. It's great." He said, "Do you think you could sing it?" I said, "Give me a chance."
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Margaret Whiting was prolific. She recorded hundreds of songs and earned 12 gold records. In the 1950s, she starred with her sister in a TV sitcom called Those Whiting Girls. Michael Feinstein says Margaret Whiting was not necessarily a screen beauty like some of her peers, but she communicated a song like an actor.
She would sublimate her own personality to bring through what the songs were trying to say. And that's why songwriters loved her so much, and I think audiences did too.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Margaret Whiting continued to perform into her 80s. Michael Feinstein says she also nurtured talented young singers. Margaret Whiting was, he says, darling her whole life. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This is NPR News.